This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The new movie, Vanya on 42nd Street, reunites actor and playwright Wally Shawn with actor and theater director Andre Gregory. They played themselves in the 1981 film My Dinner with Andre. Pauline Kael described My Dinner with Andre as a mad tea party about the meaning of life. The movie is a dinner conversation between the two men. Andre tells Wally why he dropped out of the theater to go on a spiritual quest that led him across the desert and through the forest. Wally is captivated but baffled by this exotic search, explaining he takes comfort in the smaller pleasures of life, like staying home with a cup of coffee. Andre has since returned to the theater. One of his more absorbing projects was directing a production of Chekhov's play Uncle Vanya, starring Wally Shawn as Vanya. Their production was recently filmed by Louis Malle, who also directed My Dinner with Andre. The new movie, Vanya on 42nd Street, opened today in New York. The film gave us the perfect opportunity to bring together Wally Shawn and Andre Gregory, and to let me get in on the act. Vanya is about people who are disappointed in life, and for the most part don't accept any responsibility for the emptiness of their own lives. And I'm wondering if you both often ask yourselves if you're happy, and if you have any sense of what being sufficiently happy is. You know how sometimes you ask yourself, am I happy? Well, am I happy enough? Should I be more happy? Are other people happier than I am? Do you ask yourselves these questions a lot?
Well, I'll answer it, but then you have to. To speak of the play first, I'm trying to play Vanya as someone who does not accept his own misery, and even his bitterness is a form of struggle against it. And yes, I myself have. I figure that I've been given every privilege that a person could possibly have been given, and I've had all the luck that a person could possibly have. So, if I'm not enjoying it, it's absolutely pitiful. I mean, there was a time when I felt that I really didn't deserve to be happy, so why should I be? And now I'm more in a mood of thinking that if I'm not happy, who possibly could be? So it's bad luck to say it, maybe, but I got sick of being miserable and very bored with that, and now I feel I somehow accept the idea of enjoying myself more than I did.
Andre, what about you?
Well, I think Wally just said a very important word, which is the word I accept for me, because, you know, we talk a lot about being happy or sad, when in fact, I think in any given day, if we really paid attention to what was going on in ourselves, we would find that we were exquisitely happy, despairing, insane, from moment to moment, that this changes. But there are these lines in Vanya, when in the last act, Vanya's saying, what am I going to do with my life? Give me some pain, you know, some painkillers. How am I going to get through the next 13 years? And the doctor says, oh, shut up. He says, this that you're living is your life. And, you know, I remember some years back, my wife was quite ill, and somebody said to me, this must be incredibly hard for you. And it was incredibly hard, but at the same time, you know, I said to them that when I was in college, my first year, I did nothing but play poker all the time. And when you play poker, anybody can win with four queens or a full house. The art of living is really playing with a bad hand. If you're not living in a ghetto.
Well, Andre, when you talk about accepting what you've been given, there was a time when you had left the theater, you dropped out of the theater, and you went on this like spiritual search, going to India and the Sahara, looking for some spiritual meaning in life. Would you do something like that at this point in your life, or is all of that behind you?
No, it's not behind me, because I think I'm still some kind of a seeker, but I've come around to the Wally character's point of view in My Dinner with Andre, that you don't have to go to the Himalayas or the top of a mountain to do it. That's, gee, I don't know if you remember those lines.
This is the cigar store part where Wally's arguing you could find all of the world, all of reality,
yes,
just in the neighborhood cigar store.
Absolutely.
You don't have to climb to the top of Mount Everest find what life means.
I think you do it. I think you can do it within yourself. That the journey can be an inner journey. So I still, yes?
I was going to say, Wally, what about you? Do you still uphold your part of the argument about the cigar store?
Well, not really, because the guy who made the cigars or who was growing the tobacco is probably, you can't learn about that guy from being in the cigar store. So I sort of now feel that there are certain facts about the world and how the world works that you need to travel and study about to learn about. I mean, the way the world works as a political entity is not necessarily visible just from your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I have a theater question for both of you. Doing a play like Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, but doing it in an updated form, I think of you both as being pretty experimental and adventurous in your approaches to theater. And I'm curious about what interests you in taking something that's, you know, a classic from another century and bringing it into the present, as opposed to something that's just really from the present, something that's more experimental or avant-garde.
Well, certainly there's a technical challenge to say lines that were written, say, 85 years ago or whatever, and say them so that it really is something that you are saying today.
Mm-hmm. Could you not do it straight? I mean, you're working with the David Mamet adaptation, which is pretty contemporary sounding. If you were to take an older translation and to do it as a classic without any updating, Wally, do you think you could act in something like that? Do you have the sensibility for that type of classic theater?
Well, you know, Mamet's translation is, I think if you were to read it...
Is it really pretty close?
Yeah.
You would not... it's not brought up to date. It's just put into English that is not slangy or contemporary. It's just put into, you know, modern English in a way that is very speakable. Mm-hmm. I mean, most translations are bad because they contain words or phrases that may literally convey what was in the original, but which no human being would ever actually say to another human being. It is practically impossible for a contemporary actor to make it totally believable to say, "But my dear Mrs. Elvsted, don't you see, my dear, we don't behave in such a way. Am I right, eh?" This is the type of translation language that it's not good writing. It's not good English, really. Mm-hmm. It's not idiomatic. It's not the way anybody talks. So you can never say that line with total conviction.
Andre, what about your interest in taking classic theater, even though you're a kind of experimentalist by sensibility?
Well, now that I'm old, I've become a classicist. Well, you see, I don't think of Vanya as in any way old or a classic. You know, there were a lot of playwrights and writers who came to see us when we were doing it for small groups, you know, like John Guare, Michael Weller, people like that. Who were staggered by how modern this play is.
I think that the idea of, first of all, the idea of a classic play, in a way, is a contradiction in terms. The play is supposed to mean something today. that's what theater is really about. But people lay on top of Chekhov a fake layer of so-called classicism, where people are, let's say, indulging themselves in drifting into a dream of some idealized world of the past. I don't want to insult. It's very hard to be blunt without insulting people. So let's just say that we've all enjoyed masterpiece theater work, I'm sure. I certainly have. But that wasn't what Chekhov was imagining that he was, a masterpiece, or a kind of marvelous world of the past where people would wear wonderful costumes and people would look at it and say, oh, isn't it wonderful they didn't have sex back then. It's not really about that. I mean, Chekhov was, you know, crawling through the mud, writing the truth about the world as he was able to, and it really has nothing to do with drifting into a beautiful fantasy about the past. So that classical thing is laid on top of it, and so we're just not laying it on top of it.
That's why it's Vanya on 42nd Street.
Right. It strikes me that you've both been in some movies or even TV shows or plays that were so unlike what your own body of work is about. Well, Andre, for you, I'm thinking of like Neil Simon's Broadway comedy Rumours.
How about Demolition Man?
Good example.
Let's trace the similarities.
And I mean, Wally, you've been on TV shows like Murphy Brown, Deep Space Nine. Well, Murphy Brown, God, I mean, that's Louis Malle's wife who stars in that, so I could see the connection. Deep Space Nine, Heaven Help Us. I'm just picking out things that seem really out of character to you. So I'm wondering, when you're in like a TV show or a Broadway comedy or a mainstream movie that's really like outside of your sensibility, do you try to like fit it and have fun with it, or do you feel like an alien during it?
I love it. You know, being on a movie set with a trailer and all these interesting people to meet and all of that food and a completely different way of life, I mean, that's more exciting for me than going to Provence for a holiday. It's partly a holiday. I love it. It's very different. Also, it's the only way, it seems, I can make money. In these last few years, I've had to, you know, find a way to keep Vanya going. I love being in a place that I'm really uncomfortable, you know.
No, why would you love that?
I don't know. I shouldn't say I love it. It scares the hell out of me. It does scare the hell out of me. But for some reason, I have to keep being in the unknown. I don't like it. And for me to be in a Neil Simon comedy on Broadway is stranger for me than wandering around the desert with a Japanese monk on a camel. That's stranger. And on some level, I'm a learner. I love to learn. And you do learn generally, mostly, when you're in an uncomfortable situation. I've liked it.
Well, is it uncomfortable for you when you're in something that's very mainstream and outside your sensibility?
Well, during the time that I'm doing the thing, it is often a wonderful relief for me, because I don't always enjoy carrying my own sensibility around with me all the time. Sometimes it's not that much fun. And it's a wonderful thing for me to be able to drop it. And it is disturbing, because there is this idea that you should be one person And obviously, if, for instance, if others know you in a way that is wildly different from the way that you think that you know yourself, it does present a problem in regard to your identity. I mean, people come up to me on the street and tell me who I am, and I'm learning something from that. They literally say, "You're the guy from The Princess Bride. You're the guy who says inconceivable in The Princess Bride." And that's information. I'm asking the question, who am I? And someone comes up to me on the street and tells me who I am. But the information is not anything that I would have guessed myself when I was asking, who am I, to myself. So that can become very complicated.
You can see Wally Shawn and Andre Gregory in the new movie Vanya on 42nd Street, an adaptation of Uncle Vanya. This is Fresh Air.